I thank the Lord tonight for being with you and share this message the Lord gave me for you and myself. I'd like to turn to St. John 15:15. You know, I thank the Lord tonight for Jesus being our friend. And I tell you, in this world we're in, we surely need a good friend, don't we? I thank the Lord that he's our friend in all situations in life. We turn to him above all others. I'm so thankful for the time of prayer, that we can have prayer with the Lord. And he helps us so much. And I just thank the Lord for that. In St. John 15:15, henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth, but I have called you friends. For all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. And I like to read a little bit above that. In the 12th verse, it said, this is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends if ye do whatsoever I command you. You know, that's how we become the Lord's friend, is to obey his commandments, to please him. And just recently, we had a thought in Genesis, and we'll maybe touch on some of that in the 5th chapter of Genesis. Enoch was a friend of God, and he walked with God. And he walked so close to God that the Lord took him and was no more. He was translated. And that's amazing, isn't it? But, you know, the Lord wants to draw us closer and closer to him. I feel challenged to walk closer to the Lord. And I feel like probably a lot of you do. Genesis 5, it says, Enoch in the 21st lived 65 years and begot Methuselah. We know Methuselah lived 969 years, and that was his son. And Enoch walked with God after he begot Methuselah 300 years and begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. And Methuselah lived 187 years and begot Lamech. And Methuselah lived after he begot Lamech 782 years and begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Methuselah were 969 years, and he died. And you know, the son of the great-grandson of Enoch. Enoch, Noah, was a great-grandson of Enoch. So it's quite a family there. But before the flood, there was people lived a long time. And they lived many years. Our lifespan is a lot shorter now. But I was just challenged to think about how he lived 365 years, but it said that he was really kind of like in the midst of his days compared to his son Methuselah. But yet, that was a long, long time, that he, 365 years, and he walked with God. He didn't ever give in. He didn't get discouraged. He didn't do it. He walked so close to God. He just didn't even just, you know, I imagine just pray a little bit. But he prayed constantly and talked to God. He lived so close to heaven that God just took him and he wasn't anymore. He was just translated. And I was just thinking about us. Let's be challenged to walk closer to the Lord. Because, you know, that's where we get our help. He is our friend. I have called you friends. The Lord wants to be your dear friend. He wants to be close to you. And Hebrews 11:5, we think about, well, how can I be close to the Lord and how can I please him? That's how we get closer to the Lord, is to really please him. You know, in our natural life, we have friends. I thank God for every friend in my life, and they minister to us in many ways. And there's places I can go in other states, and I have friends that they open their home to me, and I have a place to stay, or other things. Just sometimes you don't even see those friends for many months, and you don't even talk to them. But yet, when you're with them again, it's just like you never left them. It's just wonderful to have friends like that. But Jesus is our best friend. He's the closest to us. And over here in Hebrews 11 and 5, it says, by faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You know, I was thinking about how if we diligently seek the Lord, we will have a reward. We have a reward in this life, and we'll have a reward in heaven. But, you know, it's just, if we really desire the Lord and desire to get closer to him, it's available for every one of us. We can all draw closer to the Lord. There's not one, including myself, that can't get closer to the Lord. We must put the time into it and seek the Lord. And just like was mentioned about Monarch, you know, to pray for Monarch. And, you know, it seemed like the Lord has challenged me lately that prayer is so powerful. Prayer is more powerful than maybe we really comprehend. And I know we understand that prayer is powerful. And sometimes when we say words to God, we may not even think, it doesn't feel like he's hearing us, but he is hearing us. And we must believe that. And we must continue to pray. And I just feel challenged that every one of us would just earnestly pray that God will bless us at Monarch, that God will bless and anoint the services and help us. Because, you know, without God being in our midst, you know, it's we know God will be. But what I'm saying is we need him so much. I just feel so needy. I feel like I need the Lord. I just feel like there's just so many things in the world and so many things pressing our minds and so many sick and so many needs that we just got to get a hold of the Lord. And the Lord just encouraged me that he is our friend. Just hold on to the Lord. He's your friend. He's your dearest friend is Jesus. And no matter what's happened to you, you can call on to the Lord and he can help you through this. He can bless you through this, everything. And it says here, he was translated that he should not see death, and he was not found because God translated him. And I just think that's so amazing. But he wanted the Lord. In James 2 and 21, Lord, help us to know how to just draw closer to you and spend more time with you. And, you know, we're in a busy age. I think about that song. It says, in this modernistic day, some have strayed too far away from the Father's praying ground. But let us go back to our Father's praying ground. I remember some of the saints saying how that, you know, like maybe like at Monarch or somewhere where there was a meeting that they would find two or three people, maybe two or three brothers, you know, off by themselves praying. And they would try to go somewhere, and there'd be somebody else doing that. But, you know, that's what brings the power down, is to have prayer. And it's nice to have friends and socialize. That's part of God-given blessings, and I know that. But just make sure that we spend time with the Lord, because he's our best friend. And James 2 and 21, it says here, was not Abraham, our father, justified by works when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar? Seest thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect? And the scripture was fulfilled, which saith, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. And I want to be called the friend of God. To me, that's one of the greatest blessings that we could be called, is that we're called to be saints and be called to be a friend of God. I'm your friend, Lord. I want to please you. I want to do everything you tell me to do. I'm willing, like we heard this morning, to be your servant, but we can be his friend along with that. So I thank the Lord that he knows how to draw us closer to him and teach us, and I just love him too much. I want to please him and draw closer to the Lord and be his true friend. And there's a scripture that says in Proverbs that a friend sticketh closer than a brother. You know, I think about how We have brothers, some of us do anyway. I have one dear brother in the flesh. Our brother's in the Lord, but I have one dear brother in the flesh, and he's really sweet to me. And sometimes he'll text me on holidays like Mother's Day or something. He'll tell me Happy Mother's Day and give me a little heart or something. You know, we're far away from one another, but my brother's good to me. And I wish you could know him better, David. But when he was here not long ago for the wedding, but you know, my brother loves the Lord, and my brother has been a good brother. I thank the Lord for our brothers in the flesh. And seem like the Lord and our sister, we have one sister, but I thank the Lord for how the Lord healed her recently. And she called me, and she was so happy. Appreciate all your prayers for her and how her heart went back to normal beating. And I've been praying the Lord will keep it that way. But I just thank the Lord for our siblings that are our friends. You know, it seemed like the Lord challenged me even lately. Even if they're a far distance away, your siblings are with you all your life. If you think about it, you know, they experienced the childhood with you. They experienced your parents, where even your husband, or your if you have a, you know, if you're a man, you have a wife, you know, just they didn't experience that with you. Your siblings have been there all along. And how important it is to be very close to your siblings. Is it one day you're really going to need them? And so, you know, we need to work on that relationship to be really friends with our siblings, because they're very special. You know, your father maybe passed away, your mother passes away, you still got your brother, you still got your sister. They're very dear, and we have one another. I have the church family. I just thank God for all the families we have. But Jesus is our best friend. Just want to encourage you. Jesus is our very best friend. And Proverbs 17, well, I just want to read 18 and 24. It says here, a man that hath friends must show himself friendly, and there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. You know, I've thought about that. I try to be a friendly person, but you know, sometimes things are weighing on our minds, and our, you know, Lord, help us to just go out of our way sometime to speak to somebody that maybe you're not real close to, or someone that you see at Monarch that you don't know real well, or you see someone that's standing by themselves or something, you know, maybe they're a little lonely. Take time to say hello. Sometimes just a hello means a lot to that person. And just try to be friendly. It says here, he that hath friends must show himself friendly. You know, I'm thankful for all the friends that God has given to me in my life. They've been very special to me. Some are gone now to heaven, but they still minister to me of things they told me, things they taught me. And you know, but always remember that God is your very, very best friend. He will never leave you or forsake you. He'll be with you to the very end. In Proverbs 17 and 17, it says, a friend loveth at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. Now think about that scripture. A brother is born for adversity. Sometimes you'll have adversity in your life. And you know, we need Jesus, but we need a friend too. We need our brother. We need our sister to help us. Sometimes we really need that. And if we can cultivate, while things are going good, cultivate friendships, cultivate getting closer to one another, then when we get in trouble, they'll really want to help us. They'll be there. And so, Lord, help us to remember that a friend loveth at all times, all the time. They never stop loving you. I think about Jesus. He's that way. He never stops loving us. If we make a mistake, he understands. And one time I made a mistake at Monarch, and I went and prayed, and the Lord gave me that song, I Am a Child of God. And he just encouraged me right there. And he said, now you go and you be friendly to the saints. You stay right there at the meeting. And he said, I understand you. You're my child. You know, that's the way the Lord is. He understands our personalities. He understands all. He just wants us to grow. That's what he wants us to do. He wants to grow. And so don't let your mistakes discourage you, but grow from them. Do better the next time. You know, that's what the Lord wants us to do. So remember, a friend loveth at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. And I'm thankful for the love of God that he loves us all the time. And I want to share a little bit about the story. What a friend we have in Jesus. I believe it's 179. But you know, that song was born for a very sad life, what happened to that man. But he was getting ready to get married, and his fiancée, they were on horses, and they were supposed to meet each other, and her horse got startled, and she fell, and there was some water there, and she fell into the water and hit her head on the rock, and it killed her instantly. And when he got there, some people nearby was pulling her out of the water, and they were supposed to get married in just a few days. I'm not sure exactly what it was, but he lived in Ireland. In about 1844, the man, this Joseph Scriven, that wrote What a Friend We Have in Jesus. Well, about a year later, about 1845, he decided he would go to Ontario, Canada, and live there. And maybe he just wanted to get away from the memory as best he could. And so when he went there, he met another girl about a year later, and he fell in love, and he was going to marry her, and she was only 23. And she got pneumonia, and she passed away. So after that, he just gave his life to God. And that's what he was. He was a servant. He went around helping people. They said that Joseph, I think it was 40 years or maybe more than that, he spent his life walking around Canada there with a saw. And if anybody needed some saw, some lumber, and they needed it sawed, he would saw it for them free of charge. And I remember it said that some people said, oh, I would like him to saw some for me, I'd pay him. He said, no, he will never take money. He would only do it for people that were needy. And he spent all his life doing that. And his mother got sick back in Ireland. I don't know if he just didn't have the money to go see her or whatever in Ireland, but he had wrote this poem, What a Friend We Have in Jesus, for his mother. And he sent it to her. And of course, they made a song out of it later. But it said there was 10 years that he wouldn't even tell people he wrote that song. And finally he told him, well, the Lord and I wrote it. He was just so humble. He was a true friend of God. But when we sing this song, it says, so sweet. What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear, all because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. I just was thinking about how many times maybe that you were overburdened with something and you felt like you just needed help from God, and you went to prayer to God and he comforted you and he lifted you up and he gave you such strength that it was just amazing, wasn't it? That's what it is to have Jesus for our friend. And I have just a little bit of this poem I read to you. I'll walk with God. It says, I'll walk with God from this day on. His helping hand I'll lean upon. It's a song. This is my prayer, my humble plea. May the Lord ever be with me. There is no death, though eyes grow dim. There is no fear when I'm near to him. I'll lean on him forever, and he'll forsake me never. He will not fail me as long as my faith is strong. Whatever road I may walk along, I'll walk with God. I'll take his hand. I'll talk with God. He'll understand. I'll pray to him each day to him, and he'll hear the words that I say. His hand will guide my throne and rod, and I'll never walk alone while I walk with God. I just thank the Lord tonight for the inspiration he gave me about this. I hope it helps your heart to have that desire just to, you know, that's the secret of being what God wants us to be, is just draw closer to him. Just ask him to help you through the hard times. He is your friend. He's your best friend. I have called you friends, and I want to be a friend to everyone. I want to be closer to God and just be what he wants me to pray for me.